Worship in scripture reading.
今天的经文在哥林多前书十二章十四到二十六节。
Our passage is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14 to 26.
请大家翻到了可以听我读。
Please listen to my reading.
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。设若脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。设若耳说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上了。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说，我用不着你；头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体，人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。身上肢体，我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体，自然用不着装饰，但神配搭着身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体。眼的身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。下面我们请爱保罗牧师为我们传讲今天的信息。
Pastor Paul F. will give the message for today.
What's the difference between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit?
对圣灵的恩赐有什么分别？
It's not just a matter of quantity.
哦，他讲多数跟单数的分别。所以它就是这不只是数量上的差别。
Let's find out by taking a look at a couple of passages in the Bible.
我们一起来看圣经中几段的经文。
Let's first read Luke chapter 11 verse 13.
我们先来读路加福音第十一章十三节。
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
路加福音十一章十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
This verse indicates that the Holy Spirit is a wonderful gift that the Heavenly Father gives to each Christian.
这个经文告诉我们说，圣灵是天父给我们一个宝贵的礼物。
In other words, the gift of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，圣灵这个礼物，它的本身就是圣灵。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章第七到十一节。
Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another miraculous powers. To another prophecy. To another distinguishingBetween spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and He gives to each one just as He determines.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随即一分给个人的。
The gift of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit whom the Holy Father gives to each Christian.
这圣灵的恩赐是天父借着圣灵赐给众人的。
But the gifts of the Holy Spirit are the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to those Christians also.
但这个属灵的恩赐是圣灵加给众人们一样一个宝贵的礼物。
So this passage indicates that the Holy Spirit is not only a wonderful gift, but He is also a wonderful giver.
所以圣灵它本身不只是一个神很一个给我们很重要的一个恩典，它也是后赐恩赐给众人的一位主。
Later on, I will explain what these wonderful gifts are that the Holy Spirit gives to each Christian.
我们等一下来看圣灵所给我们的恩赐是哪一些。
But for now, the important thing to remember is that the Holy Spirit is a gift that keeps on giving.
但我们先要了解说，圣灵是天父给我们的一个恩赐，而且他持续的将各样的恩赐给我们。
In other words, it's the Holy Spirit who gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
所以也就是说，圣灵是那给我们圣灵恩赐的主。
This past semester in the English worship service, I preached a series of sermons on the Holy Spirit.
在过去这一学期英文堂里面，我用圣灵为我们整个学期的主题。
Unfortunately, many Christians take the Holy Spirit for granted.
很不幸的是，很多基督徒把圣灵当作是是很一个很平常的事情。
So I'd like to give you an overview of the gift of the Holy Spirit by showing you how wonderful He is.
所以我来给大家看圣灵给我们的恩赐有哪一些，所以我们可以有进一步的明白。
In a sense, we start to experience the Holy Spirit even before we receive the Holy Spirit at the point of conversion.
其实我们在没信主之前，我们就已经开始经历那圣灵所给我们宝贵的恩典。
Before we become Christians, the Holy Spirit blesses us through the ministry of conviction.
在我们信主之前，圣灵就在我们心里面动工，让我们能够来坚定的相信神。
You see, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, we never would have been convicted about the seriousness of our sin.
如果不是因为圣灵的工作，我们永远不能够明白那罪的可怕性。
We would have thought of our sins as minor mistakes.
我们只会想说，罪不过是一些小小的错误而已。
As a result, we would never have realized our need for our Savior Jesus Christ.
所以我们不会来明白我们需要这位耶稣基督做我们的救主。
But when after we become Christians and acknowledge that we are sinners and we believe in Jesus as our Savior,
在我们信主之后，我们能够也承认知道我们的罪，我们能够知道耶稣基督是我们的救主。
That's when we truly begin to experience the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们就可以来真实的经历到圣灵各样的恩赐。
You see, at the point of conversion, the Holy Spirit begins to bless us in five different ways.
在我们信主的那一刻，圣灵就用五种不同的方法来祝福我们。
First of all, the Holy Spirit regenerates us.
第一个是圣灵来重新创造我们。
That means that He causes us to be born again.So that God becomes our Father and every Christian becomes our brother or sister.
也就是我们在重生的时候，那天父成为我们实在的父亲，我们的教会里面，所有的人成为我们的弟兄姐妹。
Do you ever feel unloved?
你曾经感到不被爱吗？
Like nobody cares?
是没有人关心你。
Well, as a Christian, you become part of a family where you have a father who tenderly cares for you and brothers and sisters that will be there for you.
然而你在进入教会中，有以后天父成为你的父亲，并且你有弟兄姐妹成为你神家中的人。
You wouldn't be part of that family except for the Holy Spirit.
你如果不是因为圣灵的缘故，我们不能够成为这家中的一个成员。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit baptizes us, or literally immerses the Christian into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
第二个圣灵的工作是我们在耶稣的死与复活上经过他的洗礼或者说经过这个受浸让我们能够真正的进入这个教会中间
As a result, we now have the power not to be controlled by habitual sin
所以我们可以不会被那个习惯犯罪的习惯所捆绑
Do you have a bad habit?
你有坏的习惯吗
Are you addicted to alcohol or pornography or even video games.
你对于这些醉酒或是电动玩具或是色情的一些事情，你感觉到不能自拔吗？
Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, you now have the power to overcome those sins.
如果圣灵住在你的里面，你的心里就能够来抵挡这些罪。
Thirdly, we were sealed by the Holy Spirit.
第三个，我们是受了圣灵的印记。
That means that we are protected. He protects us from ever going to hell.
也就是他保守我们，我们不会受到那进入到那地狱。
As Christians, we don't have to fear death.
作为一个基督徒，我们不用惧怕死亡。
We don't have to fear losing our salvation.
我们不用惧怕说我们可能会失去我们的救恩。
Because we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们是受了圣灵的印记。
Thirdly, fourthly, we were is the ministry of indwelling.
第四个是圣灵居住在我们的心里面。
This means that the Holy Spirit comes inside of us and He'll always be there for us.
也就是圣灵进入我们心，而且他永远会在那里。
No need to feel lonely because somebody is always there for you.
你不用再感觉到孤单，因为你心里总有一个圣灵。
And fifthly, the Holy Spirit anointed us.
第五是圣灵膏抹我们。
That means that we are now prophets, priests, and princes.
也就是我们现在成为一个先知、祭司与君王。
Do you ever feel like you're insignificant?
你感觉到你不重要吗？
That nobody really cares about you?
没有人关心你吗？
According to, since the Holy Spirit anointed you, since you've been anointed by the Holy Spirit, it means that you have important roles, and with those important roles, you have important responsibilities.
在圣经中告诉我们，我们是受了圣灵所膏抹的，我们有这样一个尊贵的身份，同着这个尊贵的身份，我们有相同的责任。
But the ministry of the Holy Spirit does not stop at the point of conversion.
但圣灵的工作不是在我们信主那个时候就停止了。
Instead, we can continue to experience the ministry of the Holy Spirit throughout our lives.
而是我们在我们一生当中能够常常经历圣灵的工作。
For example, through the ministry of appraisal, the Holy Spirit whispers to us when we read this Bible that it's true and it makes sense to live by it.
举例来说，圣灵常在我们心里告诉我们说，这圣经是真实的，它是有意义的，让我们能够真正的活出这圣经中的话。
Through the continuing ministry of conviction, he tries to convince us not to sin, and when we do sin, he convinces us that we need to repent.
从他让我们能够坚定信主的这个工作，圣灵告诉我们不要犯罪。当我们犯罪的时候，他也告诉我们要来在他面前悔改。
Through his ministry of guidance.He tries to lead us out of our comfort zone and into spiritual adventures.
从他引导的这个圣灵引导的工作，帮助我们离开我们舒适的地方，能够进入他的国度。
Holy Spirit speaks to us, and when we listen to Him, we can go places that we never thought we would.
我们能够去我们想象不到的地方。
Through the ministry of assurance, we can know for sure that we will never lose our salvation or go to hell.
让圣灵这个在我们心中这个印记确信的工作，让我们能够确实知道我们不会进入定狱。
We just have this calm peace in our heart that when I die, I'm going to go to heaven.
我们心中有这个平安，当我们死去的时候，我们不会进入地狱。
Through the ministry of intercession, the Holy Spirit lets God the Father know what our true needs are.
从圣灵带导的工作，让我们能够真正的认识天父并他的工作。
You know, sometimes our prayers are pretty shallow.
很多时候我们的祷告都非常的肤浅。
We don't know what our true needs are.
我们不知道那真实的需要在哪里。
But the Holy Spirit does, and He prays for us.
但是圣灵却在我们心中做那带导的工作。
And then through His ministry of fruit production, the Holy Spirit develops virtues within us that will help us glorify God.And then also enjoy the best possible life that God has for us.
从圣灵那给我们产生那心中圣灵的果子，它让我们的生命中能够生命中产生就是圣灵的果子，能够来荣耀神，并且能够知道神为我们预备了什么样的事情。
God gives us the ability to love the unlovable.
让我们神给我们这个爱是可以爱那些不可爱的。
To have joy in the midst of stress.
在我们很压力很大的时候，仍然能够喜乐。
Control those urges that sometimes come over us.
也帮助我们抵挡那些不时而来的情欲。
Are you thoroughly enjoying this gift of the Holy Spirit?
你真的来享受这个圣灵的各样恩赐吗？
Are you really grateful for what the Holy Spirit has done for you?
你为圣灵所对你做的工作而感谢吗？
This would be appropriate to just thank God for His Holy Spirit.
对我们来说，我们为向天父对为圣灵做感谢是很合适的。
It's a wonderful gift that we often take for granted.
这是我们常常以为平常的一份恩赐。
And so the series of sermon has helped me to stop taking for granted this gift.
所以这一系列在圣灵的讲座，让我能够不把圣灵的工作当作是平常的。
But as I mentioned to you before, the Holy Spirit is not only a wonderful gift, but He's also a wonderful giver.
但我们刚刚所提到，圣灵不只是一个很奇妙的一个恩赐，并且他不断的将各样的恩赐给我们。
And this fact can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4.
我们可以在哥林多前书第12章第4节里面找到这个线索。
The Apostle Paul writes, "Now there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but it is the same Holy Spirit who is the source of them all."
在哥林多前书哥林多前书十二章四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
In other words, if you are a Christian today, you are a recipient of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，如果今天是个基督徒，那你就是承受那圣灵恩赐的一个人。
But what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit?
那圣灵的恩赐到底是什么呢？
What exactly is a spiritual gift?
到底什么样叫做属灵的恩赐呢？
Spiritual gift is an ability that the Holy Spirit prompts you to use and that He empowers you to do.
圣灵的恩赐就是一个圣灵所给你让你能够使用的能力。
In other words, when you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit gives you a special ability that He wants you to use.
也就是说，你成为一个基督徒以后，圣灵给你一个特别的能力。
Throughout the rest of your life, the Holy Spirit in His still small voice will speak to you and say, "Hey, I want you to use this ability right now."
也就是在你一生中间，圣灵常用那微小的声音对你的心说话，说我需要你来用这样的能力。
And when you do obey His promptings to use your spiritual gifts, He also gives you the power to do that spiritual gift.
当你顺服这个圣灵的话语的时候，这圣灵会持续给你能力来做这些事情。
Now why did the Holy Spirit give you those gifts?
为什么圣灵要给我们这些恩赐呢？
In other words, what is the purpose of those spiritual gifts?
也就是属灵的恩赐，它的目的在哪里呢？
Well, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, there are at least two reasons why the Holy Spirit gave spiritual gifts.
根据哥林多前书第十二章第七节，我们可以看到，至少在圣灵的恩赐有两个目的。
Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
这边说到圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
The first reason why the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual gifts can be found in the word manifestation.
我们在这边找到圣灵恩赐的第一个目的是显在这个词上面。
The word manifestation means to making something visible that was once hidden.
显在个人身上是什么意思呢？表示这个是我们原来看不见，现在却能够看见了。
Or to make something known which had previously been unknown.
也是我们原来不能知道的事情，现在可以知道了。
In other words, one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual gifts is so that we can give evidence that the Holy Spirit is real.
圣灵给我们恩赐的一个目的之一，是可以让我们让众人看到那圣灵实在是真实的。
In other words, when you use your spiritual gifts to their full capacity, you can actually help prove that God truly exists.
所以你在使用圣灵的恩赐来做事情的时候，你可以来帮助证实说神是真实的。
Now, if you have a skeptic friend, how do you try to prove to them?That God exists.
如果你有个很喜欢批评的朋友，你怎么样跟他来证实说神存在呢？
Typical way to do that is to give them intellectual reasons for the existence of a intelligent designer.
我们通常用的做法是跟他在理性上的辩论，让我们让他来说服他说这个有一个设计者来创造这个世界。
And it is important to give them objective truths to those who are seeking.
虽然对那些在寻找的人，我们给他们客观的事实是一件很重要的事情。
And I don't want to downplay the importance of apologetics.
我也不希望去减少这个卫道学的重要性。
But what's even more convincing is when people can see the Holy Spirit working in your life.
但更让人能够确信的。那个确信的是你的圣灵在你生命中的工作。
In other words, your lifestyle can actually be a more effective apologetics than your intellectual arguments.
也就是说，你的生命其实在卫道学中是一个更重要的一个证据。
This is especially true for the postmodern mind who considers truth. truth relative, and that your truth may just be your truth, but not my truth.
这对于在后现代我们讲相对的真理来说，这些人这个是更重要的，因为他们常认为说你的真理不一定是我的真理。
I've seen God work in the lives of the people in this church.
我在这个教会中看到神在你们生命中的工作。
Some of you have gone through incredible trials, and yet somehow you're still finding joy in your life.
很多人经过许多很大的磨练，但仍然能够在主里面找到喜乐。
Some of you have experienced incredible temptations, and yet through the power of the Holy Spirit, you have resisted those temptations.
有些人我们经历那极大的引诱，但根据圣灵的工作，我们可以来拒绝这些引诱。
Some of you have incredibly busy schedules, and yet somehow you still find time to let the Holy Spirit use you to live out and use your spiritual gifts.
我们中间许多的人有非常忙碌的时间，但仍然能够找出时间，能够来使用圣灵的恩赐来荣耀主。
And when you use those spiritual gifts, you help convince non-Christians that they should consider the claims of Jesus Christ.
当你使用这些属灵恩赐的时候，你帮助那些未信主的朋友，让他们知道耶稣基督的真实。
And you help clear away some of the doubts that your fellow Christians may have concerning their own beliefs.
他们能够帮助他们那些不信主的朋友能够来思想怎么样的这个信仰的真理。
Well, the second reason why the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual gifts can be found in the phrase the common good.
第二个圣灵属灵恩赐的目的可以在这个得益处这样的词上面。
In other words, the Holy Spirit not only gave us spiritual gifts so that we can give evidence of the reality of God, but He also gave us these spiritual gifts so that we can give help to those who need it.
也就是圣灵的工作在我们身上不只让人家看见神的真实，并且我们也可以实际的来帮助其他的人。
In other words, God gave the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit could give us spiritual gifts so that we could use these spiritual gifts to give to other people.
也就是神给我们圣灵，然后圣灵给我们恩赐，我们可以用这个恩赐来帮助其他的人。
And so this, to put it another way, the Holy Spirit is a gift that keeps on giving to us and through us.
也就是说，圣灵他这个恩赐，他持续的给我们恩赐。也让我们能够通过我们把这些恩赐 留给其他的人。
You see, the abilities that we have are the Holy Spirit's gift to us.
我们知道这个神给我们的恩赐是神将圣灵给我们。
And what we do with those gifts are our gifts back to the Holy Spirit and our gifts to other people.
所以我们回奉献给神的，也就是将我们的恩赐能够分享给其他的人。
Unfortunately, many times we act as if He gave us these spiritual gifts for our own self-fulfillment.
很多时候我们却把这些圣灵给我们的恩赐当作是一个我们自我荣耀的一件事情。
And we end up drawing attention to ourselves.
所以我们只是把注意力都集中在我们自己的身上。
So instead of using our spiritual gifts, we end up abusing our spiritual gifts.
所以我们不是使用圣灵的恩赐，而是滥用圣灵的恩赐。
And even worse, many times we even neglect to even use our spiritual gifts.
但更糟的是，很多时候我们忽视来使用这些圣灵的恩赐。
And so we use our gifts for consumption rather than for serving.
所以我们只是把这个圣灵的给我们的恩赐消费掉了，并没有把真正使用出来。
Are you using your spiritual gifts to give to others?
你有用你的属灵的恩赐来服侍其他人吗？
Are you taking care of the needs of other people in this church?
你有来照顾教会中其他人的需要吗？
I believe that if you are going to do this, it's important that you do two things.
如果你要做的话，有两件很重要的事情。
First, you need to commit yourself to be involved in a regular official ministry within the church community.
第一个，你是需要在这教会中参加一个固定的服事。
For example, you can help teach.Children's ministry, or you can help lead Bible studies, or you can help lead worship, or you can help with the treasury. There's many different opportunities within our church to serve.
也就是你可以来教主日学，或是来教传福音、带领查经，或是来带领敬拜，或是收奉献这些各样服事的工作。
Secondly, we need to commit ourselves to be involved in a small group.
第二个，我们需要在教会的小组中来参加这个小组。
It's in these small groups where we can get involved in spontaneous, unofficial ministries, such as encouraging one another and admonishing one another and praying for each other.
在小组中，我们有这些不定时的彼此服事，我们能够向我们彼此的激励，也能够为彼此的需要代祷。
If you only come to the worship service, you're not going to be able to do that.
如果你只是来主日敬拜的话，你并没有办法来做到这样的事情。
So I encourage you to go to your Wednesday night prayer meetings, to go to your Sunday school classes, and to go to your fellowship meetings.
所以能够在周三参加祷告会，或是在参加主日学，或是你在团契的小组。
Are you committed to a small group, and are you committed to being involved in using your abilities to serve in some way in this church?
你应该在小组里面有一个固定的参加，并且在里面来使用你神给你属灵的恩赐。
Now there may be short periods in a person's life where they cannot do these two things.
也许在一个短期的时候，你因为某些缘故，你不能够做这两件事情。
For example, shortly after a couple has a baby, they might be inundated with different responsibilities to take care of that.
也许在一对夫妇他们刚生一个小孩的时候，他们需要花很多的时间来照顾这个新生的小孩。
There might be periods in a person's career where they have to work an exceedingly many hours in overtime work.
或者在你的工作中间有一段很短的时间，你需要超过很多你正常的时间来工作。
But these periods of inactivity should be the exception rather than the rule.
但这些没有服事的时间应该是例外，而不是正常的。
We need to make sure that we're not making excuses to get out of our responsibility to use our spiritual gifts for the glory of God and for the needs of our fellow Christians.
所以我们没有逃避那圣灵给我们恩赐，让我们能来服事教会、服事众人的责任。
For example, if you're a student, make sure that you don't take too many classes or get involved in too many.
如果你是个学生，你要注意到不要修太多的课，参加太多的活动。
So why do many Christians never get actively involved in a community where Christians are helping each other out?
为什么有很多基督徒他们在有些时候没有来参加这个基督徒的团体来彼此的帮助呢？
The Apostle Paul addresses this question in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 14 through 21.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第十二章十四到二十一节里面来谈到这个事情。
In this passage, he uses the analogy of the human body.
这边他用一个身子的比喻。
He does this to show how Christians need each other.
他来告诉我们说，我们基督徒是怎样的彼此需要。
In other words, just like the different members of our physical body need each other, the different members of the Christian body.Also need each other.
好像不同的肢体在身子上面有会彼此需要，我们在教会中弟兄姐妹也是这样的彼此需要。
And by using this analogy of the body, the Apostle Paul shows two different reasons why sometimes Christians think that they don't need to get involved in a community where people are using their spiritual gifts to help each other.
所以在用使徒保罗用这个身子的比喻来告诉我们说，我们如何是基督徒是彼此的需要。
The first reason is found in 1 Corinthians 12 verses 14 through 20.
第一个是在十二章的十四到二十节。
Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body.And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, but not for that reason cease to be part of the body. The whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, each and every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, There are many parts, but one body.
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多的肢体。是若脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。是若耳说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱安排在各身上了。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
First reason why Christians never get involved in a community where Christians are using their gifts to help each other out is because they don't think that they are truly needed.
第一个基督徒没有在这个教会中彼此的服侍帮助的原因，是因为他们觉得他们不被需要。
In other words, they have an inferiority complex.
也就是他们常觉得自己是次等的公民。
They have a mentality kind of like this.
他们有这样子一个心态。
Since I'm not as musically talented as Edwin Kahn, and I don't have the natural speaking abilities as Pastor Shu, I don't have any abilities to use for the church.
因为我没有一些音乐上的恩赐，或是没有像徐牧师这样讲到的恩赐，所以我不能够来服侍。
The Apostle Paul says that to have this kind of attitude would make just as much sense as if a foot thought that its body did not need it because it wasn't a hand.
所以这个使徒保罗来这边说，这个不合理，因为脚不能够说我不像手一样这么能干，所以我就不能够来服侍。
Or an ear thinking that the body doesn't need it because it's not an eye.
或是耳朵觉得不被需要，因为我不是个眼睛。
Truth is that the Holy Spirit has custom made us each with a different set of personalities and gifts and sphere of influence so that we can do something in this church that nobody else in this church can do.
圣灵其实是特别的设计，我们每个人有不同的个性跟能力，让我们能够在教会中有特定的工作跟服侍的方法。
We might think that if we don't use our spiritual gifts for the church,That's just a personal matter.
我们可能想说，我们不用我们的恩赐来服侍，只不过是我个人的选择。
But if you're not using your spiritual gifts, you're not only living in disobedience, you're actually sucking life out of this church family.
但是你不服侍的时，不用你属灵恩赐来服侍的时候，你不只是说是这个教会中有个欠缺，而是你将整个生命从有一些生命从教会里面吸走。
I'm sure that if each of us was using our spiritual gifts to their full capacity, that our church would be growing even faster than it already is.
我们教会每个弟兄姐妹如果都能够用他们属灵的恩赐来服侍，那我们的教会能够比现在有更快的成长。
I'm sure if we were all doing what we should do, that the maturity of our fellow Christians would grow deeper as well.
我们用恩赐来彼此服侍的时候，我们的成熟度也能够更多的成长。
See, you might think that you're not needed, but you really are.
你也许感觉你不被需要，但你实在是被需要的。
You might be thinking, you know, Pastor Paul, I have these abilities that I would like to use for the Lord, but I just don't see how I can use these abilities within this church community.
或是你说保罗牧师，我虽然有这样子一些恩赐，但是我却看不出怎么能够在这个教会中使用呢？
Well, first at the Chinese church, we don't want to try to pound round pegs down square holes.
在我们的教会里面，我不希望把一个方的钉子钉到个圆的洞里面。
There's a spiritual gift that you want to use. It's quite possible that you could start a new ministry. If you're interested in doing that, you should talk to one of the pastors.
如果你有个特殊的属灵的恩赐，我们应该开始一个新的服事，很可能开始一个新的服事项目，你可以来跟牧师们讨论这样的可能性。
The second reason why Christians never get actively involved in a community where Christians are using their spiritual gifts to help out each other can be found in verses 21 through 26.
第二个我们常常以为我们不能够用属灵的恩赐来彼此服事的原因，可以在第20到26节找到。
The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it.
眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭着身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。若有一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体又一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
Whereas some people think that the church doesn't need them, there's other people that think that they don't need the church.
虽然有些时候有些人觉得说教会不需要他们，但有另外一些人觉得说他们不需要教会。
I think they're doing just fine without any other person's help.
他们觉得他们自己已经做得很好了，他们不需要任何其他人的帮忙。
Apostle Paul says that this attitude is just as ridiculous as an eyeball saying to the hand, I don't need you.
使徒保罗觉得这个实在是很可笑的，因为好像眼睛不能够对手说我不需要你。
Or the head looking at the foot and saying, I don't need you.
或是头看到脚对他说我不需要你。
Of course the eyeball needs the hand.
当然眼睛是需要手的。
How else is the speck going to get out of its eye?
我们如何能够把一个刺从眼中拿去呢？
Of course, the head needs the foot.
当然，我们头是需要脚的。
How else is that head going to get from point A to point B?
那头没有脚的话，能够去哪里呢？
The same way, God never intended for Christians to try to grow as an individual.
神从来没有让基督徒他们是一个个体的成长。
People think I can just stay home and read my Bible and I can grow that way.
有很多人觉得说我可以在家里面读圣经就可以成长了。
But if we are not allowing other Christians to use their spiritual gifts in our lives, we will never become the kind of Christians that God wants us to be.
如果我们不让别的弟兄姐妹用他们的在我们身上用他们属灵的恩赐，我们就不能够成为神要我们成为的基督徒。
If your only involvement in church is the worship service, you're just a face in the crowd.
如果你只是参加主日崇教会的主日崇拜，你不过是在群众中的一个脸孔而已。
You're not experiencing the mutual care that God wants you to experience.
你没有来经历那神要你经历那彼此相顾的爱心。
I challenge you to stop settling for mediocre Christian life.
我向你们挑战，不要只是有一个平庸的基督徒生活。
Most of you don't settle for mediocrity in anything else.
你在其他的事情上面，你都不愿意是一个过一个平庸的生活。
So why would you settle for it in your spiritual life?
为什么你在你属灵的生活上面愿意这样做呢？
This summer you'll probably have more time, so make it a commitment in your life to get involved in using your spiritual gifts and being involved in a small group.
你在暑期也许有更多的时间，你该用你属灵的恩赐来在一个小组里面。
Many years ago, the Chicago Kent College of Law awarded the honor of highest ranking student.In their graduating class to a blind man whose name was Mr. Overton.
在许久以前，在芝加哥的 Kent College， 康涅大学，他们把一个全学年最高的一个荣誉给一个瞎眼的学生，叫做 Overton.
And when Mr. Overton came to the podium, he said, "Half of this honor I want to give to my friend, Mr. Kaspriska."
当 Overton 在来领奖的时候，他对众人说：“这个奖必须要分给另外一个学生，叫
Kaprzak，
okay， 是一个波兰的名字。”
The unique thing about Mr. Kaprzak was that he had no arms.
这位另外这位同学，他是一个没有手的一个学生。
There's only stubs.
他这边只有一个一点点的手臂。
When one day Mr. Kaprzak helped Mr. Overton down a flight of stairs.
所以这位没有手的学生就帮助这位盲者的学生来下楼梯。
The two men developed a close relationship, and that became a relationship of interdependence.
他们彼此帮助，也就能够也互相依赖。
The blind man carried the books for the armless man.
这位瞎眼的同学帮这位没有手的同学拿书。
And the armless man read the books to the blind man.
这个没有手的学生帮助这个瞎眼的学生来念一些书籍。
As a result, the weaknesses of one was compensated by the strengths of the other.
所以一个人的弱点成为他另外一个人帮助他的地方。
It's a beautiful picture of the church.
这也是教会一个很美的图案。
Think back to your time here in Ithaca.
想想你在伊萨克的时间。
I'm sure you can think of other Christians who.Lent you a hand when you were short-handed.
有人在你很需要帮助的时候给你一个帮忙。
I'm sure you can think of people who revealed truths that you could not see because of your blind spot.
因为你的个人的盲点，那有另外一个弟兄姐妹告诉你一个真理的项目。
And I'm sure there were times that you were the arms and the eyes for other people.
而你有些时候也是成为其他弟兄姐妹的眼或是手。
You see.You weren't willing to give help and to receive help from other Christians, you would never have become the person that God intended you to be.
如果你不愿意给予或是接受帮助，那你就不能够成为神要你成为的人。
And that's why God did not give the Holy Spirit just so that we could have a warm, fuzzy feeling inside of our souls.
所以神给我们圣灵的恩赐，不是让我们能够心中只是感觉到那个温暖。
And the Holy Spirit did not give us spiritual gifts so that we could spend it on our own self-fulfillment and to impress people with our accomplishments.
或者这个圣灵的恩赐只是让我们能够彰显我们自己，让别人感觉到我们是很厉害的人。
Instead, God gave the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit could give spiritual gifts so that we could give ourselves to other people.
所以神把圣灵的恩赐圣灵给我们，我们可以把圣灵的恩赐给我们，我们可以让我们把我们的帮助给我们周遭其他的人。
For some of you, you'll be heading off away from Ithaca.
也许有些人要离开我们这个小城。
You are graduating from a prestigious university.
你从这个有名的大学毕业。
But please do not leave this university with a spirit of entitlement.
但不要只是有一个名分来离开这个学校。
Please don't think you want to try to get as much out of people as possible.
不要只是希望从别人的身上得到许多事情。
Instead, leave with a spirit of servanthood, with the attitude that you want to give as much as you can.
而是有一个仆人的心，你能够尽你所能的给予其他人帮助。
Try to find a local church.
能够在你离开以后找到另外一个地方的教会。
Get involved in their small groups.
参加他们的小组。
Use your spiritual gifts.
使用你属灵的恩赐。
And then through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can be the gift at that church that keeps on giving.
所以通过这个神给你的属灵的恩赐，你能够成为神给那个教会的礼物。我们一起来唱一首回应的诗歌。
Please stand as we sing the same verse twice of Make Me a Servant.
我们来唱第一、第二节。主的仆人。 请坐。
谢谢埃保罗牧师给我们的信息。
We thank you, Pastor Paul, for his message.
我想我们每个人今天听到这个信息之后，回去可以做两件事。
I think that everyone hear this message, you can do two things when you go home.
第一件事情，我们可以安静在神的面前来问神，我有什么样的思想一下，我有什么样的属灵的恩赐。
The first thing you can think about, ask God what kind of spiritual gift you have.
另外一件就是你可以问你团契中比较亲近的弟兄姊妹，可以问。